Yes. When you talk about the coming of the next Buddha, you are assuming that the earth will still exist. However, we are also aware that this earth may be destroyed by mankind at any time. How can this be explained? It's not a big question. I think we have to extend further, not only by the mankind, the world itself will disappear. There is nobody to destroy. We are doing a lot of damages, and we change the situation or the conditions or the environment. The two issues are important here. Next Buddha and the world cycle. We believe that there will be another Buddha. And some other religions also maintain the same belief. According to Hinduism, so one of the oldest religions in this world, reincarnations of God appeared from time to time. So according to them, so far 9 incarnations already appeared. The 9th one was the Buddha, they say. And before the end of this world cycle, there will be another incarnation of their God. So, and the reason they have given in Bhagavad Gita, just like Dhammapada to us, why God appears from time to time. For what purpose? Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya ca duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. This is in Sanskrit. Paritranaya sadhunam, to protect good people, religious people. Vinasaya ca duskritam, to destroy wicked people. Dharma sansthapanarthaya, what happened? Dharma sansthapanarthaya, for the establishment of the dharma. So his duty is to establish the righteous way of life or religious way of life. Sambhavami yuge yuge, appear from time to time. I referring to this saying, not only Hinduism, the followers of many other religions also say, all those religious teachers, prophets, or messengers of God are the reincarnations of God, sent by the God. So far, according to their calculation, either 28 or 32, I am not sure, 28 or 32 prophets have appeared in this world. And they have done some service to mankind. He also says, second coming of Jesus. So they too believe that there will be another prophet or messenger of God. Then what is the Buddhist attitude? What did the Buddha say? Now this is very important. The Buddha has never mentioned that the Buddhas are the messengers or prophet of any god. Now this is the difference now. They never appear in this world to convey somebody else's message. What they have realized, understood, through their own effort, they try to explain to others and advise them to follow the same path. So it is not a message of another Buddha or another God. Then Islam is the only religion, I think so, that never mentioned about another prophet. This is the last prophet already appeared. And all the others who appeared earlier, they say, could not complete their mission. Halfway, they had to stop their mission. Jesus, only 3 or 4 years. The Buddha, only 45 years. They say they have not completed. And Muhammad is the last prophet chosen by the God. And if you miss this chance, there's no hope at all. Because this is the last chance given by the God. That is why they are very particular regarding this conversion. Now you know very well, Buddhists are not particular about conversion. To us actually it makes no difference whether people are Christians or Hindus or Muslims or Buddhists. If they are good people, if they are religious people, that is enough for us. But others cannot satisfy. So this conversion is the most important thing to Christian as well as the Muslim. Hindus and Buddhists are not particular. Then what did the Buddha say? He says, when he was about to pass away, when his disciples started to cry, those who have not attained arahanthood or the final goal, he consoled them. First thing he said, you should not think that there won't be any master to guide you, to advise you. Regard my Dhamma, my teaching, as your master. Without depending on a person, you must regard the Dhamma as your master. The Dhamma can guide you. Further he says, in Mahaparinibbana Sutra, Yavakivancha Subhadda Bhikkhu Samma Vihareyo Asunyo Loko Arahantehi Asa. People always ask this question, why there are no Arahantas today, or whether there are. Here the Buddha has given the answer. And some people say there is a time limit. After that, it is impossible for Arahantas to appear in this world. They are wrong. There is no time limit for that. What the Buddha says is this: as long as my disciples practice my teaching properly, solo, Arahantas never disappear from this world, can exist forever if people really practice his Dhamma. Now this is the correct answer. If I am not an Arahant today, there's nothing wrong with the time, nothing wrong with Buddhism, nothing wrong with the Buddha, something is wrong with me. You understand? That means still I have some human weaknesses. And all the others are the same. Then he said, you should not worry. In time to come, another Buddha will appear. I am not the last one. Earlier, when Venerable Sariputta, the chief disciple, said, when he heard that there were many Buddhas earlier, and there will be many more in time to come, he said, amongst all those Buddhas, I think you are the best. Then the Buddha said, Sariputta, do you know anything about all those Buddhas who appeared earlier? He said, no, I don't know. Do you know anything about all those Buddhas who will appear in time to come? He said, I do not know. Then how can you say I am the best one among all the Buddhas? Again he says, there are no discriminations or differences amongst the Buddhas. The Buddha means fully enlightened, supreme enlightened person. In that enlightenment, there are no different opinions or views or ideas. Same truth, no different kind of teaching. The well-known sayings we always recite in Dhammapada, the message of all the Buddhas. Sabba papasya akarana. Keep away from all evil wicked things. Kusalasya upasampada. Do good deeds. Sachitta pariyodapana. Purify your own mind. Here, purposely he used the word sachitta, your own mind. That means another person cannot purify your mind. You have to do that. The Buddha cannot purify your mind. The God cannot purify your mind. But by developing your confidence and faith and devotions and understanding towards the Buddha or God or any prophet, you had to work to purify your own mind. Don't ask another person to come and purify your mind, because it doesn't work. Sachitta pariyodapana, purify your own mind. Etang buddhanu sahana. This is the message of all the Buddhas. This is in plural. Buddhanam anusadana. Message or the advice of all the Buddhas who appeared and who will appear. So there are no different messages. So he said there will be another Buddha. But he did not mention in terms of years because it is impossible. By taking this quotation from Mahaparinibbana Sutta, other religionists try to take the advantage of this. They have written many books regarding this. The Buddha has said before his passing away, I do not know who is the person that recorded this 500 years. 500 years after the Buddha, there will be another Buddha. They say. But in the Buddha's teaching, he never mentioned the time limit because it is impossible. So, Christians say, Jesus was the Buddha 500 years after his passing away. The Buddha already, next Buddha appeared already. They say, why not you follow this new Buddha instead of following the old Buddha? They have written many books. Again, let us refer to Hindus. At the beginning, they tried to reject and they tried to condemn. Later, they found out it is impossible. So what did they do? They accommodated the Buddha as one of the incarnations of their God. Because in the Buddha's teaching you cannot find that he says that he is an incarnation of any God. This is the Hindu concept. Anyway, we must be thankful and grateful to Christians and Hindus for giving due respect and due credit to the Buddha without introducing him as a devil. They try at the beginning, but later they found out better to give a place for him. And recently, this is the first time I heard this. I have read a circular issued by a Muslim missionary group. First time they have mentioned, giving this quotation from Mahaparinirvana Sutta, the Buddha has said, in time to come, another Buddha will appear. And that Buddha is Prophet Muhammad. So we are grateful to all the Muslims also for giving that credit to the Buddha. That means, now followers of every religion admit and accept and respect the Buddha. So, it is mentioned in another discourse, the time limit in different ways. Now you can see the differences. The maximum life span, 2,500 years ago, the maximum life span about 120 years. Many people lived 120, 140, 160 years old. Today, average of maximum of lifespan is about, I think was 65 or 45, I don't know. Yes, average. World Health Organization announced already, 65, maximum. Going down and down and down and down. No one can stop this. There are many reasons for that. Our way of life, our mentality, our character and behavior, our food, environment, all these things contribute either the development or degeneration. Now deteriorating. Going down and down and down. Man's craving, selfishness, jealousy, anger, ill will, unrest, uneasiness, grace, all these things have increased more than 75%. So when we were in primitive stage, we have not developed all these mental defilement. We had all these things were at the initial stage. They can satisfy with their food, shelter, sex, only these three things. Today, in the name of development, physically and mentally, and in the name of entertainment and amusement, enjoyment, we are introducing so many unhealthy, uncultured, uncivilized, immoral practices in the name of entertainment. But those days, people have regarded all these things as immoral. And because of this development, so material development, today you have a nice dress, very nice haircut, and I am also having a very nice haircut. and you use all sort of gadgets, cosmetics, you have beautiful houses, motor car, televisions. Those days people never had all these things. But when you compare your way of life and their way of life, they could satisfy with their way of life, but today you cannot satisfy with your way of life. You always grumble, always accuse, always criticize, always develop jealousy and anger. Then what is the cause of it? The main cause of all these problems we are facing today is this material development and spiritual degeneration. That's all. Mentally, when you analyze the nature of human mind today, cunningness and selfishness, these two things completely govern, control the whole matter. In everything, whatever human being handle today, there is selfishness and cunningness. One man tried to bluff the other. Honesty, sincerity, kindness and understanding are no more in our mind. We have artificial kindness just to show our smiling face. But inside our heart there is no kindness, no compassion, no understanding. And that is called spiritual degeneration, deterioration. Because of this mental attitude, lot of changes take place in our physical body. We never realize this. Glands, various glands which produce different kind of hormones, mix up with a blood circulation, go through the heart, brain cells, create so many kind of sicknesses. Then the maximum lifespan is going down and down and down and or sudden heart attack, brain, a cerebral hemorrhage, gastric ulcer, hemorrhage in the stomach. All these things are the result of mental attitudes. Mind creates all these things. Mind aggravate, arouse, stir the whole system. And especially after middle age, we had to face unexpected problems, sicknesses, that people have never heard in the human history. New kind of sicknesses. The mind, mental attitudes. Then, mental pollution. Air pollution, water pollution. All these things completely pollute life, plant life, or vegetable, fruits, air. So we are leading an artificial life, not natural. Our food, our clothing, our shelter, our daily routine, our medicines are not natural. All are artificial. When you compare our way of life with animals, you can understand this difference. Those animals who associate with human beings also face the same problem. Cats and dogs and others. But not those who live in the jungle, because they lead natural. By thinking that we are developing, progressing, actually what we are doing, we are digging our own grave earlier. This is called development. We completely destroy jungles, rocks, hills, and plants, rivers, natural beauty, pollute the air, plant life, for our own comfort. The question is, if man can destroy this world, how can we meet the next Buddha? There will be no place for him to appear. Earlier, or before that, we destroy this world according to our way of life. The Buddha has given the answer. In Mahasihanada Sutra, the name of this discourse, Sihanada means lion's roar, the Buddha's voice. There he mentioned this. Because of our way of life, uncultured, uncivilized, immoral, unrighteous way of life affect the physical body. Then various kind of sicknesses also increase. Then the lifespan going down and down and down and down and down. It goes down up to 10 years. Maximum lifespan become 10 years. That means 10-year-old person at that time has become a grandfather or grandmother. Then the population, today we are complaining about the population, increasing, 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 thickly populated. But at that time, very few human beings remained in this world, because they die early. They have no chance to produce. So when this situation goes down and down up to that level, very few people started to think, actually, what happened to these human beings? by considering and thinking very deeply, some of them realize that our way of life is the cause. If we are not going to change our way of life, then this whole mankind will completely disappear from this earth. After that, they try to cultivate their way of life. Then they experience a good result. Then went on developing and developing and developing and developing. Lifespan also increased. Health also increased. And peace of mind also increased. So when this maximum lifespan increase up to few thousand years, you may not believe it, but it is mentioned in the Buddha's teaching. Increase up to few thousand years. That is the time that the Maitreya Buddha, the next Buddha, will appear. Now this is the Buddha's calculation. Again, going down. So this, just like temperature, always goes up and down. And nobody else is responsible for this, neither God nor devil, but human beings. All these changes take place in this world because of human beings. Now you can see how many millions of other living beings also exist on this earth. They never do any damages to this world. They contribute something we cannot understand. Tiniest creatures, even mosquitoes, flies, worms, contribute something to maintain this world. We don't know. To us, they are nuisance. Their way of life, existence is nuisance. So we destroy it. We think human beings are the only living being who got every right to exist in this world. So we destroy all the others. Because we cannot understand what they are contributing. Otherwise they never appear. They never destroy. Human beings destroy everything. Human beings destroy all the other living beings. Those animals destroy only certain number of living beings, certain groups, only for their food, but they don't disturb others. So human beings are the only living beings in this world, on this earth, who destroy every living being, including human beings. See how advanced we are. We say we are cultured. Anyway, human beings cannot destroy the whole globe, the earth. Destroy existing things. Certain section, certain part of this world will be affected because of human beings, but not the whole globe. now let us take another aspect. How the nature or natural occurrences without God or devil or human being, how changes take place? This is very interesting. All these planets, galaxies, universes, not only one universe, universes, suns and moons, so many suns and moons, anything that which exists. According to the Buddha, they appear, change, decay, and disappear. Again, appear, change, decay, disappear. Again, appear, this is called Sankara. There is nobody to handle all these things, either to produce or to destroy. All these changes are natural. In three words, Buddha has summarized whole universe. It's called universal characteristics by nature. Anicca, dukkha, anatta. Out of everything. And you analyze. Everything, whether life, or the world, or the planet, anything that which come into existence, in the whole universe, subject to these three characteristics, anicca, dukkha, anatta. No one can deny what is this. Anicca never remain forever without changing. Can you single out anything in this universe that which remains without changing? If existence takes place, changes also must take place. If there are no changes, existence never takes place. We exist like this because of these changes. Then, if changes take place, definitely all these component things that we exist together, although we give different names, human beings, animals, plant, earth, planet, sun, moon, whatever it may be, these are the names given by us. Just like that we give certain names to fish and birds, they do not know their name. Fish do not know. We say gumbilis and this and that. That poor creature doesn't know the name. This is the name given by us. Birds also like this. So in deep sense, philosophical interpretation, great philosophers summarized this. The whole world is nothing but concept. Very, very, very deep. But it is true. Vijñapti matra. Vijñapti means concept. Matra means only.
world is nothing but concept. Who created this concept? By human being. If there is no human consciousness, there is no world, there is no universe, because based on concept. Of course, to understand these things, we have to study so many things. So our way of thinking about this world is just like more baby's way of thinking. So the things that which come into existence change. Changes create deteriorations and start to decay, going on decaying. After decaying, you know what will happen. Disintegrate, dissolve, naturally. There is nobody to dissolve it. After this dissolution, what will happen? All those component things, ingredients that will exist, existed as a bundle, again absorb into the same group, because their original form is energy. No elements, no matter, only energies. Later, these energies transform into elements and matters. So after this dissolution, let us take four elements. Here we got four elements. If all these four elements join together, remain as a bundle because of so many energies, binding factors maintain it. So, but this bundle never remains forever like this without changing. So, changing, then decaying, after that disintegrate, dissolve.